Sir, I'd like to show you this monitored burglar alarm, but first I'd like to demonstrate something to you. Are you okay with that? I said, I'm fine with it. So he says, go and switch on your burglar alarm, like turn it on. So I go and turn it on. Now he says, set it off. No, it's the middle of the morning. It's just going to get all the neighbors here and stuff. He says, just turn it on. So we turn it on, and I dance around, and it goes. He says, come on, let's go into the lawn. So we go out to the lawn, and this burglar alarm is going, wah, 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 wah. And he says, look at all your neighbors coming to help. And I'm thinking, damn, no one. And he says, you know what? That was the problem. He got my attention. He said, we would have a monitored person here within 5 to 10 minutes, and they would be checking out the property. But he didn't stop at that. He took me on that roller coaster. He says, you know what happens when someone breaks into your house? Thieves don't care. They take everything. Anything they think is of value, they will take. If that is something like a TV or a stereo, well, the insurance company will pay for it. You don't care. Maybe they won't. But he says there are things that they will take which is of value to you, emotional value. That can never, ever be replaced. That is the problem with burglars, he says. But that's not the only problem. He says a lot of people are so insecure when their house has been burgled that they move house. So they move house. Now look at the cost of moving a house. You have to sell your house. You have to move all the stuff. It'll cost you close to $6,000 to $10,000. And when this is put in the right sequence and done with the right timing, this doesn't become just fear-mongering. It becomes a reality for me.